For this Wednesday, April 8th, with your Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Rebin reporting. Residents in Posey County made their voices heard one final time on proposed solar farm regulations during a county commissioner's meeting. Landowners and energy company representatives gathered for a final public hearing, urging officials to reconsider portions of the ordinance related to solar energy. The current rule requires solar farms be built at least 500 feet from property lines. Supporters of solar development are pushing to reduce that distance to 300 feet, which they say is the industry standard. During the meeting, each commissioner explained their decision to keep the ordinance unchanged. They say the current language represents a compromise between residents who support solar energy and those who oppose it. Some attendees argued that stricter setbacks could discourage solar companies from investing in the area. However, commissioners expressed confidence that interest in solar development will remain strong. Energy representatives acknowledge the limitations of the ordinance, but say they are committed to finding other ways to bring solar and alternative energy projects to Posey County. The ordinance is scheduled for a final vote at tomorrow's Area Plan Commission meeting. The Indiana Department of Transportation is alerting drivers to a traffic shift and ramp closure coming to Interstate 64 in Posey County. Beginning on or around April 14th, crews will change traffic patterns near the State Road 165 interchange just north of Poseyville. Westbound drivers will be redirected to newly constructed crossovers and will travel in the eastbound lanes through the work zone. One lane of traffic will remain open in each direction. Because of the shift, the westbound on-ramp from State Road 165 to I-64 will be closed. Drivers will be detoured by taking I-64 eastbound to State Road 65, then back to I-64 westbound. NDOT says the changes are part of an ongoing bridge replacement project and are expected to continue through June, weather permitting. Motorists are reminded to slow down, stay alert, and avoid distractions while traveling through work zones. The University of Southern Indiana is rolling out a wide range of summer camps for students from elementary through high school. The camps will run through June and July and include both academic and athletic programs. Registration is limited and spots will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis. Among the offerings, USI's Pott College of Science, Engineering, and Education will host its Explore USI Summer Series, two-day STEM camps for students entering grades 9 through 12. Middle school students can take part in a week-long robotics and science camp focused on hands-on learning and engineering challenges. The College of Liberal Arts will also host its Summer Academy, featuring classes in areas like film, podcasting, and woodworking for high school students. In addition, a public health camp called Go Viral, Be a Disease Detective, will introduce 7th and 8th graders to epidemiology and careers in health sciences. USI will also offer several youth sports camps, including volleyball and basketball programs, designed to build skills and provide competitive experience. For more information or to register, you can visit usi.edu/summer. One person is in custody after a reckless driving incident on Evansville's west side Tuesday afternoon. Vandenberg County Sheriff's deputies were called to the AMC Theater around 4 p.m. after reports of a white truck circling the building for nearly 45 minutes. When deputies arrived, they attempted to initiate a traffic stop, but the driver refused and continued driving through the parking lot. Authorities say the situation remained contained to the theater property and did not reach public roadways. Deputies deployed stop sticks, damaging two tires, but the driver continued moving. During the incident, the suspect struck two patrol vehicles. Deputies eventually used a third patrol unit to pin the truck against a curb. The driver then tried to flee on foot, but was quickly taken into custody with the help of a sheriff's canine. Authorities identified the suspect as 60-year-old Terry Garrett of Evansville. He was taken to a local hospital with minor injuries. Garrett is facing preliminary charges, including battery with a deadly weapon, criminal recklessness, and resisting law enforcement. Officials say additional charges could be filed as the investigation continues. Last night in local high school sports, Mount Vernon baseball won at South Spencer 6-4. The Wildcats improved to 3-1 overall. They are off today and play tomorrow at home versus Boonville. North Posey baseball won a pitcher's duel at Princeton 2-1. The Vikings get back to 500 at 2-2 on the season. They don't have a game tonight, and their next game is tomorrow at home versus Tell City. Mount Vernon softball earned a 1-0 win at North to stay undefeated. Wildcats softball is 4-0 on the year. Their next game is tomorrow night at home with Boonville. North Posey girls tennis lost their first match the season yesterday to South Spencer 3-2. North Posey's Jazz Ward won her match number one singles, and Braylon Barnett won at number two singles. From local college sports on Tuesday, USI Baseball lost a slugfest at Butler 14-12. The Screaming Eagles allowed 5 runs in the 7th inning. USI Baseball is 20-14 on the season, and they travel to Eastern Illinois on Friday for a 3-game conference series. Evansville softball lost both games at the Southern Illinois Salukis yesterday, 9-0 and 8-0. Purple Aces softball is 16-20 on the year and 9-9 in the Missouri Valley Conference. Tonight, Evansville baseball has a home non-conference game versus Lindenwood at 6 o'clock. Major League Baseball scores from Tuesday saw the St. Louis Cardinals win in Washington over the Nationals 7-6 in 10 innings. The Cardinals trailed 5-2 entering the 7th inning, but was able to rally for the victory. St. Louis improves to 6-5 and plays a rubber game of the 3-game set in Washington today at 3:05. The Chicago Cubs won easily in Tampa Bay versus the Rays 9-2. They improved to 5-6 overall. The Cubs play at the Rays this evening at 5:40. The Cincinnati Reds continue to play well as they won their 5th straight game at the Miami Marlins 6-3 in 10 innings. The Reds trailed 2-0 entering the 9th inning, but scored 2 runs in the 9th and 4 runs in the 10th. Cincinnati is 8-3 on the season, and the Reds take on the Marlins again tonight at 5:40. The Chicago White Sox fell to the Baltimore Orioles in Chicago 4-2. The White Sox are 4-7 on the year and conclude their series at home with the Orioles today at 1:10. In the NBA on Tuesday, the Indiana Pacers lost a home game to the Minnesota Timberwolves 124-104. A lot of the Pacers' regulars did not play as Ethan Thompson led them in scoring with 17 points. Indiana is 18-61 overall. The Pacers had 3 games left in their season, and they play at the Brooklyn Nets tomorrow night. That's news and sports for this Wednesday, April 8th. We are keeping you informed on all things Posey County on the radio, and you can read and listen to News Anytime online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. For news tips, you can pass them to us by email at news@PoseyCountyRadio.com. I'm Jevin Revin reporting for Posey County Radio News.